Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
Joining me again today is Dr. Greg Brown. He has a PhD in biological basis of health and human performance and a professor of exercise at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Welcome, Dr. Brown.
Well, thank you. It's good to be with you again.
We've been discussing the proposed health standards before the Nebraska Department of Education State Board, and you've got concerns, the state has concerns. We've talked about these standards include introducing hormone blockers and gender identity. I want to expand on the whole concept that they begin teaching kids in kindergarten about gender identity. One of the terms that's used all through this curriculum is gender is fluid. Could you address that?
Well, a challenge with that is they're trying to teach the idea that really there's not a difference between male and female, and that it really comes down to how you identify, how you perceive yourself. And so therefore, someone might be male today and feel like female tomorrow or change in areas like that, which is really not scientific. I mean, you and I and pretty much everyone knows that there are males and there are females, and that's based on the chromosomes we get at birth. So you can't just decide to be male or decide to be female. There are individuals with mental health conditions called gender dysphoria where their identity of self doesn't match with their biological birth sex, but that's not what they're promoting with this idea of gender fluidity and people being able to pick their gender based on how they identify, which really opens a whole can of worms that's very difficult and not appropriate to teach to children.
One of the things that I think we all can agree on is that everyone needs to be treated with dignity and respect. To learn more about the issue of the Department of Education health standards, please visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org and join us tomorrow as Dr. Brown and I continue the conversation.